Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. I just watched a little bit during the break, some of the heated discussion. That's what you want to call it. I mean, they were almost ready for a street fight going on here. They are one vote away from getting McCarthy in. I'm not a McCarthy fan, so I'm not saying that in such a way, but they have no, this is the problem with the party. They have no plan. Right? You have Gates and Boebert. They're going to be the strong conservatives. But what are they doing for us, really? They didn't bring a plan to the table. Gets it that he's going to resign if McCarthy makes a deal with the Democrats. Well, here's the problem with that. It might be the only way for him to get in. Now, I'm not saying he should do this for real, but he can always promise them the world and give them nothing. You know, you have no plan. All you're doing is making us look like fools. You guys, and I get your principle. I really, believe it or not, I really understand you standing on principle, not wanting to back off it. But you've been given the ability to pull this guy out of the speakership fairly easily. So make the move. You could make it happen. You know, and again, they've got a one-vote threshold for a motion to vacate the speaker's chair. And in general, they want to assure opportunities to amend bills, keep their content germane to the top line, which is, frankly, there's nothing wrong with that. It's kind of what I've been saying for a long time when I keep telling you guys, the bill needs to be the bill that needs to be the bill. Right? So if the bill is, you know, to repair bridges in Southern California, they can't be mining there to repair a bridge in Michigan or Alaska or Florida or to name a new library, you know, for Romney. I mean, that stuff has got to stop. Now, we're at the stage right now, right? These people are running out of stuff to ask for. I don't know what else McCarthy can say. Again, let's be clear. I don't want him. Who else do we have? Gates has made enough enemies now to where nobody is going to vote for him if he decides to step up for the speakership. Right? And if you look, when we talk about Brady the Swamp, and we're talking about, yeah, McCarthy's got to go. He's one of them. He's not going to hold, he's already shown he's not going to hold the Biden administration accountable for anything. Well, maybe once he becomes Speaker of the House, I don't know. But I'm telling you that when you get out there, all year long, where's he been? Right? And the 20 conservatives, a lot of them, I refuse to say they caved. But I think 15 of them have now decided to vote for McCarthy. Because they see what's going on. They can't keep this up. You cannot have a Democrat sitting in that seat. You can't have it. Boebert voted present. Thank God. So, again, we do the same thing we always do. We criticize. We tell them when they're wrong. Right? Correct? I should say right. We tell them when they're wrong. Then we don't really bring a solution to the table. Or I shouldn't even say that. But I should say, we don't fight for the solution. We don't fight for that solution we truly believe in. Right? And we need to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, it's always a fight with these people. Because they want what they want. They don't really care about much of anything else. They want what they want. Our illustrious leader, confused again, nothing new, does this all the time. I think some of you hear that Joey B. thought that it was July 6th. But he's fine. There's nothing wrong with him. He's a very, very smart man. Don't you know that? It's infuriating. Take a listen.
Fully consequential. Not a joke. If I can halt for a second and just say to you, the impact what happened on July the 6th had international...
Did you catch that? Oh, let me play it again, because you didn't catch it.
What happened on July the 6th had international repercussions beyond what I think any of you can fully understand.
Uh-huh. All right, Steve Frank joins me right after the break. We'll talk about what's going on here in California. Can we survive? I say no. Be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm watching over my shoulder. I've got TV and watching the news, and I got to tell you, They need to get the camera off of McCarthy, or McCarthy has to put on his poker face, or he has to leave the room. Okay? I mean, you can see the anger rolling over his face. Again, strike 14. I don't know where this goes from here. He can't seem to pull it off. And you know what? I'll bring in the expert in a second, but I think he deserves it. I think he deserves it because I think the bottom line, what it was, like I said to you, when he moved into the speaker's office, what gives him the right? He is part of that old guard that is entitled. They perceive or believe that they have a right to certain things just because of the work they do. But I don't. I don't find it that way. You need to continue to do the work. You're either working for the party, you're working for, actually, you should be working for the country, and you happen to be part of a party, and not yourself. So I don't know what their options are. 14 times. I realize we've gone longer than this. But part of the problem here is he's got nothing left to offer. At least I don't think he does. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Steve Frank joins me, as he does from time to time. He's the senior editor at California Political News and Views. It's a publication you have to check out. If you want to know what's going on in California, I have been telling you for a decade, if you wanted to see how the country was going to work under Democrat rule, just take a look at California. This is truly where they do rule. Steve, thanks for being with me.
Joe, always glad to be with you on this momentous occasion.
All right. 14 strikes. Are we out or what? I mean, what are the options here? Seriously.
Well, let's go over some of this stuff. First of all, what the Republicans in Congress, these 20, wanted was a return to what they call regular order. That means members of Congress can make amendments to bills on the floor, which Pelosi had stopped, to allow just one person to ask for a vacation of the chair, which had been the rule for over 100 years prior to Pelosi. And all of the other Pelosi motions, like the proxy voting, or, and I love this one, the fact that you can go to a hearing by Zoom if you're a member of Congress. So you literally never had to show up. There was one member of Congress on the Democrat side, I forget the name, who hadn't been there in 6 months, did
Come
proxy
on.
Voting and Zoom.
Come on.
Six
Seriously?
Months. Seriously. And so they changed all of that. But the important thing to the political world was the fact that, look, you've said that I've been around a long time and I know a lot of things about politics. One thing that came up in the last 3 or 4 days that I did not know, everybody who knows him personally, I've known Kevin for about 30 years, everybody knows that, as Bill Thomas says, he is not trustworthy, he's a liar, he's a cheat, and he manipulates, and his word can't be trusted. Now, I always thought, Joe, that I was one of the few people who knew that, and that's why I always stayed away from him, because his word means nothing.
Right.
I thought I was one of the few. Well, it winds up every Republican member of Congress who's been there more than one term knows that. They knew that his word's nothing. That is why it's been taking so long, because it has to be put in writing. His word is no good, and he has to sign it. And that's what they're waiting for, his signature on a written document, and they're still writing the document, which is why they couldn't get the votes tonight.
They think this wonderful person of integrity is going to sign a document and stick to it?
That's correct. And the reason why it's going to be signed, and if he tries to not adhere to it, they will make the document public with his signature.
Wow. But, Steve, in being a true strategist, I mean, if the guy couldn't figure out how to make sure that he got elected and he got the votes, what makes me think for a second that he's going to be able to push through some of the things we need him to push through on the floor?
Well, I could tell you this is now the January of 2023. I'm already working on several campaigns for 2024. And you have to start that far ahead.
Yep.
If you're a strategist, you have to think ahead. You can't wait for the next hour to arrive and say, now what do I do? So what the mistake that McCarthy made was in the spring and the summer of 2022, not going to the Andy Biggs of the world and the Matt Gaetzes of the world and say, what do we have to do to work together after November 8th? And we are going to work together. He ignored them. He didn't talk to them. He didn't bring them into his coalition, into his team. He let them out there, thinking that he's going to win enough seats to Congress that he won't need these people, Well, wound up, he was wrong, and he just didn't plan right. He is not a great strategist.
No. No, I met with him and 15 people from those care pregnancy centers. And he assured them of all these things he was going to do for them, and they walked out there like, you know, giddy teenage girls and look at, you know, I said, you know, he's not going to do anything for you. It's an election year. That's why you were there. So you can tell your people, you can tell, you know, at your events or what have you, all these wonderful things that he's going to do. He's going to do nothing for you. And I actually did have one call me and tell me he did nothing for them. I said, yeah, well, it was a political speech.
Yeah. He's an opportunist. He's for the optics, not the work. And one of the most important things came out of that interview of former Congressman Bill Thomas in Vanity Fair. One of the things that Thomas talked about, which I had known about, Kevin, since the first day in the assembly, is he's all politics, no policy. He doesn't talk about policy. He doesn't plan for policy. He doesn't look at issues and says, how can we move issues? How can I create an issue? He's only looking for the vote and the politics.
Yep.
And that's not a good member of a legislature.
No.
You need to be political because you have to get elected. I understand that. But once you're there, you have to do something.
Oh, agree. Totally agree with you. You know, and he probably thought, and again, I don't want to be in his head, but he figured by raising all this money, to your point, they would be beholden to him. And boy, did he get a shock. Be back in a few minutes, Steve. You know how it goes. We got to collect some money. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A federal appeals court striking down a Trump-era rule banning types of bump stocks on guns. The stocks can be added to semi-automatic weapons in order to increase their rate of fire. The 2018 rule was placed in the wake of the October 2017 shooting in Las Vegas, where the shooter used weapons with bump stocks to kill almost 60 people. and injuring another 850 in the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. The sun came out in between storms long enough for California Governor Gavin Newsom to be sworn in for a second term Friday.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
In a speech after the swearing-in, Newsom didn't name names, but appeared to aim at familiar Republican targets like Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida and Greg Abbott of Texas. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. This is your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. If you're ignorant to the issues, don't say anything, please. Anyhow, Steve Frank, senior editor of at California Political News and Views. Always appreciate your time with me, Steve. And, hey, McCarthy, strike 14 here. What's the next move? I mean, who would we have in the wings? God forbid somebody should think that far in the party, but what's the next play?
The fact that it got to 14 without a serious candidate against him says there's nobody in the wings. And all they're doing is just humiliating him in public until he gives in to every one of their demands, large and small. And my thought is, this is a Friday night. My guess is they're going to work through the weekend to finalize all those little things everybody wants, put it in the agreement, and Monday morning sometime, California time, they will have the 15th vote, and then they will be able to have him as the ceremonial speaker.
Yeah, I don't even know how that plays out, because the way I see it is he's been made a buffoon of for all intents and purposes. You know, he's kind of a speaker, a eunuch speaker.
Well, then you should be proud to know that this morning on the first vote, which I think was the 12th, the man who nominated him was your Congressman Mike Garcia.
I heard. I had a long talk with Mike, and I said, this was a guy that worked triple time against you when Steve Knight was running for that seat. And we hadn't seen Steve in 2 years. He did absolutely nothing for us. And yet he worked, you know, triple time against you. Maybe it's the committee assignments that they're all looking for. I don't know. I really kind of walked away from the federal stuff because you know how it goes where I'm at. I'm working more with the local stuff.
Well, actually, as I understand it, McCarthy's committees gave several million to the recent Garcia re-election.
Probably. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. And I also understand that McCarthy had scraped the fiscal barrels in California, in the California Republican Party, to try to get some of his people elected. That infuriated me, if that's true.
Well, most of that's true. There was no CRP barrel, California Republican Party barrel. All that money was money raised by McCarthy for the party. And literally, the state party raised no money for his congressional delegation. All of that money was raised by McCarthy, put into the account, which technically, because of California finance laws, had to be in the name of the CRP. And it was in the name of the CRP. They didn't break any laws. They did everything properly. But the money that was put in there was raised by McCarthy. So it was his money he was taking out.
So you think your prediction is that they're going to work through some kind of agreement over the weekend, get it in writing, get him to sign off on it, and then he will make it as Speaker Monday morning.
That's correct. And let me go one step further in all this. We are within 2 to 4 weeks, I believe, of a vote on the debt ceiling increase. That is the bill that McCarthy and the Republicans in the Congress are going to be able to show whether they're all show or they're real workers, they're real workhorses. Because when that bill comes up, they have to put so many amendments on it, and the part of the agreements is to allow those type of amendments to be put on this bill to cut the spending of the federal government. Such items will be cutting the 1.1 or 1.2 billion for the new building for the FBI. They added to the agreement the ability to fire what's called the Holman Rule, where they could fire people, but not pay people who have been corrupt in government, like the FBI chief, the head of the CIA, et cetera. All those corrupt people, their pay can be stopped by Congress, and that will be in the proposed debt ceiling. Getting rid of the 87,000 IRS people, getting rid of every aspect of racism through diversity, DEI, et cetera, that's in every federal agency in government.
Slow down. I hear what you're saying. How does that happen, though? The money's already been allocated in that omnibus bill, right? There's been money already allocated for all these things. How do they technically stop that from happening? Just not cut the checks?
That's correct. And if we give you your debt ceiling increase, this is what you have to do, is cut all these things that have been approved. And one of the things I want, and I'm going to fight for it to get rid of it, is the $3 million they're spending to make bee-friendly highways. That's one is I really want to get rid of. That wasn't a joke. It's $3 million to make highways bee-friendly.
We talk about that on this show. I mean, I was amazed. I'm going, who sat there and said, oh, by the way, can we put this $3 million in to make the highways more bee-friendly? They've got some really ludicrous stuff in there.
So let's see. What we're going to do is we're going to make a sanctuary on the 14th freeway between the hours of 4 and 6 in the afternoon, and no cars can go through so the bees can be friendly.
Oh, God. I'm always amazed at this stuff. Well, look, you and I both live in California. The people know the show originates out of California. And I say, look, here's the bottom line. You right now, we went from, and I know you know the numbers better than I do, we went from being, what, $183 billion in debt. Joey B. bailed Newsom out to a big degree. And now I'm being told as a school board member that we're in financial trouble again.
Oh, we're in bigger trouble than you could imagine. We start off with a $24 billion deficit for the fiscal year. We then have the fact that major corporations are cutting back and leaving the state. That's tax revenues that are going. They're closing down oil revenues. That's going. And this morning, as you may know, there's an effort to make a $223,000 per person reparation for slavery. Well, no, you're wrong. The chairman of the commission today has decided it should be $1 million per person.
I did that story earlier, and I said, and her reasoning behind it is because it will add to the economy.
add to the how do you take money from the economy to add to the economy? You're just transferring it from one pocket to another.
Right.
With, at my economics, colleague professor would have said, the government is the leak in the economic garden hose.
Yeah, yeah. No, these people really. It's money that goes from one bucket right next to itself to the other bucket. It does nothing for the economy. Absolutely nothing. Anyway, I find all this amazing. And the fact that we're even talking about it in a positive light is to, and you, look, I know you keep up with this stuff more than I do. I mean, Newsom is out there again blaming the issues that are going on here in California and as a whole on Republicans again. You know?
Well, the shock is last week he claimed that there are so many illegal aliens in California is now unsustainable. Well, I agree with him. I think you agree with him.
Yep.
But when you're a sanctuary state, are you aware that he's pushing this year to make illegal aliens eligible for unemployment
yes.
insurance checks?
Yep. Yeah, medical insurance and unemployment. Yeah.
Well, medical insurance is already there for all the illegal
yep.
aliens. That's
yep.
done. The next step is unemployment checks. And by the way, under federal law, it's illegal to hire an illegal alien. So how can you give an unemployment check to somebody who's illegally working?
Will you stop asking questions that make sense? I mean, it is amazing to me every time these guys come up with something. And, you know, again, Steve, you've been at this a heck of a lot longer than I have. I always watch the bills that come out of California and I'm going, that's unconstitutional. And I've talked to a few of our friends up there and they go, they know it. They know it when they're passing it, and they figure if nobody fights it, they'll do it.
Well, Barack Obama, when he had so many unconstitutional bills that he signed, was asked by a reporter, you know, well, how can you sign an unconstitutional bill? Well, if they don't like it, they can sue. And as you know, it takes years for these lawsuits to get through.
Yeah.
In the meantime, the damage is done.
Yep. Yeah, and it is hard to reverse these things. People don't realize. Once it's there, once it's moving forward, once it's happening. Hey, I'm very scared right now because I'm watching Matt Gaetz talk with Sheila Jackson Lee. There's something afoot here.
That has to be, it's like frickin' frack talking. I mean, one's an American and one doesn't like America. I mean, this is just, but yesterday, it was interesting watching,
in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Joined by Steve Frank, senior editor at California Political News and Views. Steve, always a pleasure when you're on me. You're such a wealth of information. Not always happy information, but a wealth of information nonetheless.
Well, as Harry Truman once said, I don't give him hell. I just tell the truth and they think it's hell.
Well, it, you know, again, I joke about it on the show on a regular basis about if you really want to see real Democrat rule, look at what happens here in California. Look at the laws that are passed and the way they do things. Being a school board member, this is my 14th year on there, and I am dealing, 70% of my time now, I'm dealing with social issues. I'm dealing with the social warrior garbage, and I'm dealing with diversity, equity, and inclusion, and all that stuff. That was not the problem when I first got on the board. We were looking at, you know, making sure the kids were getting the education they were supposed to get, that they were proficient in some of these classes. We had enough AP classes. You know the drill. And we almost don't even talk about that anymore.
One of the greatest problems facing government education in California is that statewide the average is 30% absentee rate throughout the state. San Francisco has a 33% absentee rate. I mean, when you have that, and by definition, absenteeism is when you're permanent absenteeism is when you're gone 10 days or more. I mean, the kids aren't even showing up for class anymore.
Well, what are you going to do to them? No, really. I mean, seriously, what are you going to do to them? They get into these ruts where, okay, so you've got kids in a lower socioeconomic rung or of a certain, you know, ethnicity or what have you, and all of a sudden you can't punish them the same way. You have to look at certain things before you can suspend them. And even that takes a lot of work to do. It doesn't matter what the child does.
And it's very expensive to a school district to suspend or to expel a student. With all the lawsuits and the appeals and all that. And as you know, it's almost impossible at $1 million or more to get rid of a bad teacher.
Oh. And it takes years. And while it's happening, they're getting paid. I mean, the egregious thing that an educator has to do in order to be immediately fired or quickly fired, to have their money, not pay them their checks, is just amazing to me. It defies all logic. And all this, I don't know how many other states do it this way, Steve, but, you know, California has its own education code, right? And the education code defies all logic. In some cases, it goes against regular state code, you know, for this kind of thing. You just scratch your head. I don't get it. And I don't, do we ever have a chance to take him back, or the Republicans have a chance to take him back to California legislature?
The only way to do it is from the ground up. And while the legislature is important in the long run, we need to be taking back school districts, city councils, local offices, build a farm team, show that the Republican Party can be trusted, respected, and is able to govern responsibly so we can win those assembly state senate seats. But when you have people like use the expression State Senator Scott Wilk giving Republican donated money to elect a Democrat to the state Senate in a Republican district, it makes it hard for solid Republicans to be participants in the Republican Party. It's not trustworthy.
But you have a mindset. You know, let's go back to the local stuff because, you know, I agree with you on this. You have a mindset out there, though, that you have to be moderate in order to get elected. Now, you know, I don't even know how to spell moderate, okay? And the people of my community know I'm not a moderate. They know I'm a hardcore conservative. I had to get Democrat votes. I had to get independent votes to win, and I won handily. So,
on a state basis, you can win as a conservative. In the 7th district, a conservative by the name of Joshua Hoover, who's a friend of mine, used to be chief of staff for Kevin Kiley, who's now the congressman. And Josh and I worked together on the Kiley governor's race in the recall. Josh was a solid conservative, and he went out against a five-term Democrat incumbent who raised $4.3 million. Josh raised $1.7 million. Josh did two things. One, he kept his conservative principles and explained why it was good for their community. And second, he walked precincts. And he had a big precinct operation, and that's how he won. Down in the 71st district, the California Republican Party promoted Matt Rain for assembly in the 71st, an eight-time donor to Barack Obama, just to give you an idea where he was coming from. And they supported him over a conservative, Katie Sanchez. Matt Rain, the Obama Republican, outspent Katie 5-1. Katie walked precincts. She promoted her conservative values, and she won over the objections of the California Republican Party.
Wow. You know, we do it all. We do, like I said, you know, because again, you've been around for a while. There are people who asked me not to run again because they felt I was too far right. And to your point, I've been telling people if you don't. People know when you're vacillating. People know when you're playing with them. We recently lost the assembly seat in my area. And we did because the people who were coming out to vote wouldn't vote for this assembly person because they didn't believe that she was a Republican. They didn't believe that she was a conservative based on what she printed, what her ads looked like, what her mailers looked like.
Well, when you advertise yourself as the only Republican that supports abortion rights, why would Republicans want to support you weeks after the Supreme Court ruled that baby killing is wrong on a federal level and they repeal Roe v. Wade?
Yeah, I don't even know how to fix this anymore. It used to be you could at least work with these people, talk with these people, help them get their message out there. And we had 9 solid candidates for school board. We had 9 candidates that could have taken back. And the mantra was parental rights. We're going to restore your parental rights. We're going to restore your ability to know what's going on in the classroom. That was our message. And I said to them all, stay with the message. This is the message that is getting people elected all across the country. Stay with the message. Now, the few that stayed with the message won, and won big. The ones that petered off the message, they lost. And they didn't lose big, but they lost. And then when you start drilling down into the numbers real quick, like in my area, I have 42,000 registered voters. 24,000 came out to vote, thereabouts. And 4,800 didn't vote for a school board member. Beyond me.
Yeah, and in schools, whether you have kids in school or not, you're paying the taxes for it,
yep.
And the education of this generation helps the next generation and helps make it easier for the current generation. So, no, schools are important for everybody, whether you have kids in it or not. And but I will tell you there's some success stories, very big ones. The San Juan Capistrano Unified School District, which is southern part of Orange County and one of the 4 or 5 largest school districts by enrollment in the state, November 8th, turned their school board around. They had to wait 30 days until they could be sworn in because of ballot certification. On the 22nd of December, they fired the superintendent who had been a promoter of sexual grooming, of CRT, etc. But that's not the bottom line to the story. She uses her maiden name as superintendent. Her husband is Jim Brulte, the former Republican chairman.
Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me.
I keep my ear to the ground. Yeah, and I got that notice late that night that they got rid of her. And I know her because I know Jim. Jim's a close friend of mine. She's a liberal Democrat. He's a moderate to conservative Republican. And he's a George Bush Republican and proud of it. And that's okay. But his wife is superintendent. And she got fired on 3 days before Christmas. They had an emergency meeting, which was the soonest that school board was allowed to meet under law once they were sworn in. And so the first chance they got, even though it was 3 days before Christmas, they fired her. And she was getting $366,000 a year as superintendent.
Wow. You know, I got to tell you, I've had to get my own attorney for my school district. And not for the district, but for me as a trustee. Because the things that they're telling me I can and can't do, I know in my gut is wrong. So I have to go to my attorney and say, am I allowed to do this? Well, yeah, you're allowed. We're out of time. You would have loved this story. But anyway, Steve, tell people how to get in touch with you, get your publication and so on.
Go to www.capoliticalreview.com, capoliticalreview.com, and just put your email address in the subscription form and just hit submit, and the next day at 3 a.m. you'll start getting the newsletter free.
Well, always enjoy. I use your site a lot to put stories out about California. Always a pleasure to have you with me. People, don't be stupid. Have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Watch you back here with me on Monday. God bless.